Let's meet Jenny Winter. Jenny told this beautiful story at the Woodford Folk Festival one stinking hot New Year's Eve.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So I'm 5 years old and I'm lying on my mother's bed with her. And as we're lying there side by side, she tells me that she's got a really terrible headache. So I go and get her a glass of water and we're lying there together and she says to me, "Oh, you poor thing, you're nearly falling out of bed." And we snuggle in together. And shortly after that, her friends arrive and they really want to take her to the hospital. And I think to myself, what, the hospital? It's a headache. And I lie there on the bed as they help her up and they walk her out of my eyesight past the door frame. And what I don't realise at that moment is that that is the last time that I'll ever see her. 3 weeks later, she dies from an aneurysm. Now, that's obviously a very sad story for another time. But what I really want to share with you tonight is the chapter of life that that event brought me into, which was my little sister and I being raised by my quite elderly grandmother. So it was my mother's mother. She lived in Toowoomba, so from that point on we were transported up there with her, and very, very soon after we moved in with her, my little sister started calling my grandmother Mum. And my grandmother said to her, "No, darling, I'm not your mother." And my little sister said, "Well, my mummy's dead, you're my mummy now." And from that point onwards, she was Mum. And being raised by Mum was I don't even know how to sum it up, an incredible thing. But being quite elderly, it meant that our world was that of being raised by elderly people and her community of quite old friends. So much like Mowgli in the Jungle Book was raised by wolves. Yeah. We were raised by geriatrics. And it was amazing, and I loved it. I loved it. We ate lamb's fry and bread and butter pudding. We, you know, like my friends at school, their dads would take them to the AFL and the ARL. We were at the RSL, and we had so... That's... I know, it's a terrible joke, but it's true. It's true. And counter lunches, we marched with her in the Anzac Day parades. You know, her house looked, smelt, felt like everything you would imagine an old woman's house would smell, feel and look like. And but the fact that she was so old, combined with the fact that I'd had my last time with my first mum so unexpectedly thrust upon me, meant that I was terrified that she was going to die at any moment. And so I was determined that this time around, when my last time came with this mum, I was going to be ready. I braced myself, and every time that she would put me to bed, I would focus so hard on trying to remember what her last words were, just so that I'd be able to hang on to that if she was to die in her sleep. And the thing about bracing yourself for imminent disaster is that you just don't know when that punch is going to land. And Mum did not pass away for... that was 3 decades I was bracing myself. 3 decades. And as she kind of got older and older, as she got towards 90, I noticed something in myself, which I've noticed sometimes in my other relationships, was that I started to push away from her a little bit. You know, just getting a little bit more slack with returning phone calls and writing back letters to her a bit later than I should have, and just creating that distance there, because I didn't want it to hurt so badly when I knew that the last time had to be approaching at some point. Then earlier this year, her health just nosedived really, really quickly. And Mum made it very clear to us that she didn't want to continue with treatment. She had cancer. She wanted to just die comfortably, and she made it very, very clear that she did not want to die in a hospital. So my sister and I got our heads together and... we made a plan, and myself and my kids moved in to my sister's house, and we brought Mum home and we set her up there, and I cancelled all my gigs and everything, just had nothing professional going on whatsoever but to be her full-time carer. And in that time, she was so adorable. She was adorable. Just the sweetest, sweetest little baby almost. You know, as you age, like right at the end and seeing that, you go from, you really become more childlike as it goes on, and then really by the end it was like the relationship of a mother with a newborn, all that you're doing for them physically, but also just that nurturing and that love. And she would say to me so many times over and over, like if I was getting up in the middle of the night to take her to the toilet or whatever it was, she just could not thank me enough. She'd be like, oh, thank you, darling, thank you, you're so wonderful. She'd just tell me a million times. And but I realised after she finally did die, and my sister and I were there with her, and we just whispered to her, you know, we love you, Mum, we love you, we love you. And it made me realise that even though that was excruciating to let go of her, but having that time with her at the end and to just give her absolutely everything we had and just throw everything at her, that actually I should be thanking her for that time, because it really showed me what it is to not brace yourself and not keep your distance and just give somebody everything you've got anyway and just trust that you'll be strong enough to deal with it when it happens. So I just, yeah, want to say that I guess sometimes last times can be a really excruciating but really beautiful thing that can, yeah, change who you are. Thank you.
Jenny Winter told that story at the Woodford Folk Festival just as this year was about to begin.